And welcome into Gwen and Chris, hour number three, the happy hour, final little half hour show before we get to Sam Lovett's pregame show. We kick off the happy hour today with news that Manny Machado is going to be a Padre. And as a result, he's not going to be a Padre. If you're confused, see if we can't clear it up for you. Manny Machado is going to miss the Padres' four-game series in Denver this week against the Rockies because he is becoming a father. For the first time, Machado's wife, Yaney, is expected to give birth to the couple's first child this week. And Manny is expected to rejoin the Padres on Friday.
Okay, so
when they're home against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay, so that makes sense. I wasn't really sure about that. Like, is he going to fly to Colorado tomorrow?
Yes, I'm giving you the updated version of the story here.
Thank you.
He is expected to be on paternity leave until Friday when the Phillies come in. Matthew Batten activated to take Machado's spot on the roster tonight. Jerkson Profar serving as the DH and batting cleanup. Jose Azokar will play in left field. But how'd you like that? The way I led that off, though, by saying that Manny Machado is going to be a Padre, going to be a Padre.
Yep.
As a result, he's not going to be a Padre.
I think it was
great. Did that confuse you?
No, it didn't confuse me. But it would have confused me in the car, and I'll be like, what is he talking about?
What am I talking about?
I need to turn up the radio a little bit.
It sounds like Scraby's trying to explain a story, and it just makes no sense. Sam Lovett will have any further details for you coming up on the Padre pregame show about a half an hour from right now. I got one more thing before we get to Chris versus the fans. You know how I love prospects, Scraby.
Yeah,
I love
them. I live for prospects.
Yep, mm-hmm. Major League Baseball prospects, NFL prospects. They're all going to be the next great thing until they're not. I don't know if anybody's noticed Jackson Holliday.
Ooh.
The most exciting thing to hit baseball
since sliced
in the last 30 years. By the way, since when is sliced bread all that big of a deal? But never mind. That's for another time.
I didn't know.
Jackson Holliday so far with the Baltimore Orioles, 9 games, has had 30 at-bats. He has one hit. Not only does he have just one hit and 30 at-bats, he has struck out 16 times. More than half of his at-bats have been strikeouts. Now, that's not to say that Jackson Holliday won't pick it up from here and go on and be a 6-time batting champion.
He probably will.
But it is to say prospects remain just that until they start doing something. And I know that everybody loves them, and everybody talks about how the Padres are a grade B-minus and a grade B-plus, and that guy's a 4-star, and that guy's a 6-star. It's all fun. You guys enjoy it. But it doesn't mean anything to me until I see these people play. I think Jackson Holliday, who would you rather have right now?
That's
Holliday or Merrill?
Yeah, that's not even a choice.
It's not even a contest
Not even a contest.
Right? And Jackson Holliday is the most talked about young player in baseball. But now Jackson Merrill, I don't want to say he's cooled off, but he did not have a huge weekend against Toronto. Still a 308 with a 782 OPS. 1 home run, 8 RBIs, and 4 stolen bases. Still been pretty impressed with Jackson Merrill. All right, Scrab, you ready to do some trivia?
I sure am.
I bet you the contestants are ready because they have a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. 2 tickets to see Kool and the gang. Yeah, I really like Kool and the gang, but they've caused me nothing but problems this month because we keep naming songs that they didn't do and people get upset. I'm just happy they're back. And they will be at the Westgate Resort and Casino. Residency through 2024. You can get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The Westgate Las Vegas features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun. Let's go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Chris read that prize so gracefully. I'm going to read the rules very gracefully. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before we get into it, and you will get that question for free today. All right. Let's get into it. I did for the weekend, Chris. So I think you will find a good challenge today.
I'm ready.
I hope. Let's go to Lucas in Poway. Lucas, hello.
Hey, how's it going, folks?
Hi, Lucas.
Pretty good. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Good luck.
All right, here we go.
Go get him.
Question number one. What Padres player just recently celebrated 10 years of MLB service time?
You Darvish. I have no clue.
He doesn't know.
Stay there.
That's a tough one. That was a tougher. I'm not saying it's too tough. I'm saying it's a tougher variety first question.
Happened in the last
week.
But
we've talked about it a million times. So sorry about that. Is it Luis?
No,
Lucas. Sorry, Lucas. It is Jerks and Profar is the guy we're looking for here. So,
sorry, Lucas.
Sorry about that, Lucas. You Darvish, as far as service time to big league baseball, 12 years, now in his 13th season.
Okay.
So it was close.
Yeah.
Close, but.
Will you just give me a number 1 through 6?
4.
4. Johnny and Escondido. You're up. How are you, Johnny?
Hi, Johnny.
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
We're pretty good. Thank you.
Are you feeling good? You ready to play?
Yeah, we're actually leaving on Wednesday to go to Vegas for my 40th.
Oh,
hey,
very
congratulations.
Nice. Well, maybe you can get another trip later on in the year.
Yeah, congratulations on the big 4-0.
Yes.
Question. I believe my birthday card the year I turned 40 said, "Welcome to prime time."
Welcome to prime time?
That's right, Johnny. You're getting to the big time now.
Oh, man. I'm almost 42.
I know. I'm sure he's struggling with it. That's why I'm trying to put him in a good mood.
It sounds like he's having fun with it, actually.
Are you all right with it, Johnny? It could be kind of tough.
I'm all right with it. Yeah, I'm celebrating it, man.
All right, there you go.
Good.
There you go.
Good.
40 is the new 30, Chris.
There you go.
Let's see. Who is the Cincinnati Reds manager?
Goodness.
Tough. Tougher than
Dave Bell.
Oh, just got it.
Wow. I didn't know if that was going to come in, but it did.
He got it.
All right, here we go. Question number two.
David Bell. He's been there for a little while now.
Yes.
Los Rojos de Cincinnati.
Yes, he has.
Okay.
What former Padre had a 34-game hit streak in the 80s?
What?
Whoa.
Former Padre had a 34-game hit streak in the 80s.
Former?
Yeah, former.
Dave Winfield?
Stay there, Johnny.
Benito San Diego? I always call him Benito San Diego.
No, I'm sorry,
Johnny.
Sorry, Johnny.
Happy birthday, though, my man.
Yes.
Enjoy your weekend in Las Vegas. Celebrate responsibly.
It was Benito Santiago.
Benito Santiago had a big hitting streak. Right? The reason I stumbled there is because you said former Padre. I thought he meant you were looking for somebody who did that with another team. And then I realized.
No.
You were looking for somebody. That's the Padre record, by the way. Padres have never had a hitting streak longer than that.
Oh, yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Benito. Tony Gwynn Sr., greatest hitter we've ever seen.
How many games?
25.
Okay.
All-time record for Tony. That's it.
That's
you would
still
think he
good.
Had way more, though.
That's still really good.
I know.
Give me another number, 1 through 6.
1.
Let's go to Rich and Ramona.
Hi, Rich.
What's up, guys?
Not too much.
Good
are
to
you
have
ready
you
play?
On.
Happy Monday. Let's get it.
All right,
go.
Here we go. Let's see. Well, you took one of my questions, but I'm going to ask it anyway because it's there. Why is Manny Machado going to miss tonight's game and apparently the series against the Rockies?
He's going to be a Padre.
He's going to be a Padre.
Very well done, Rich. He's going to be a Padre, so he's not going to be a Padre.
Each contestant that had the hard number one is like, why didn't you give me that one?
Yeah, how come I didn't get that one?
All right, Rich, here we go. Question number two.
Luckily for all.
Ooh, this is a confusing question, but stick with me.
Oh, boy. This could be real trouble, Rich.
Among the Blue Jays and the Padres, there were two players over the weekend who have hit 20 home runs in a season, while their fathers also hit 20 big league home runs. Name both players.
Vladdy Jr. and Tony Gwynn Jr.
You want to try again?
Yeah, try again.
Is it
you're looking for players on the Blue Jays or the Padres
yes,
currently?
Correct.
So they hit home runs. Go ahead.
Fernando Tatis Jr. and Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
There you go. I think.
Yeah, that is. We good with that, Chris?
Yeah. All right. I'm good with that.
Oh, the chat is going to lose their mind on me.
Oh, good for them.
Okay, here we go. Last question. You get this right.
Could have been Bo Bichette. Could have been
Kevin Biggio.
Dalton and Gary Varsho. There's a lot of father sons this weekend.
Huh.
In the Padre Blue Jay series.
I had no idea.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here we go, Rich. Question number three.
Boy, deep breath there. Don't hurt yourself here.
Name the last three big leaguers to reach 3,000 career hits.
Ooh. The last three to reach 3,000
hits. Miguel Cabrera would be one, I would guess.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Miguel. Miguelito.
Let's say A-Rod.
Okay.
And let's say... Albert Pujols.
Okay. Stay there, though.
I got to get all three of these things?
You sure do.
Yeah, I think Miguel Cabrera sounds about right. Seems like he did that pretty recently. The other ones are really tough. Was it the most three recent?
The last three big leaguers to
get 3,000 hits. Boy. I don't know. Scrabe? Now I got to remember who he guessed, so I don't guess the same ones.
Well, I can give you that. I'll give you that. Right. He guessed
Cabrera.
Cabrera, A-Rod, and Pujols.
Okay. I'll say A-Rod, and I'll throw in Eddie Murray.
Rich,
hey,
you are the winner.
Joseph,
right there.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I didn't know. Who is it?
I need money on the chat. Got it right.
Really?
It's Miguel Cabrera, Albert Pujols, and Adrian Beltre.
Adrian Beltre, yeah. That's one that snuck in there on a lot of us.
Very good. We'll have another game tomorrow.
Very good. All right, so Joseph, no, wait, who won?
Rich.
Oh, I had Joseph, the wrong, ID'd the wrong person.
It's okay.
And I don't need to use the, no, never mind.
See, I told you the chat was going to get mad at me. Scraby handing out gifts in April.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're handing out gifts.
I didn't
you know
do
what?
It.
Because you know what? All the people in the chat, we did not want you to win. So,
oh, I did. No, that's Chris's.
No, you
thought.
Told me that before the game started. You said, I don't want.
No, I just face a lot of pressure with these
choices. Yes, I know. Everybody takes it very, very seriously. The funny thing is there's another game of Chris versus the fans.
Yes, there is tomorrow.
So you know everybody will get a chance.
Do it every day.
And you know what? You shouldn't be on the chat anyway. You should be online trying to play the game. That's the way I
say it. Call in from the chat.
I guess you could. Yes,
like you still be on the chat.
How many people have 3,000 hits? By the way, Scraby, in Major League Baseball history, just a little
eight
shot in the dark. Eight
is that way wrong
in the history of the game?
I
only have
know.
Eight people with 3,000 hits?
I feel like 3,000 hits is a lot.
33 people.
Really? 33?
Yeah, there's only one person that ended up right on 3,000. Exactly 3,000. And it was a sad story, unfortunately.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Thank God he got it.
Okay.
On the final day of the season, because Roberto Clemente then passed away in a plane crash that offseason. He's the only one that finished right on 3,000. He might have ended up close to 4,000. Clemente was pretty young when he passed.
Oh, he was still like an active like star? I don't know much about it.
Yeah, he was more of a star in the 60s. He got his 3,000th hit in the 70s. So you're right. He might have got him maybe 200 or 300 more. Anyway, all right, that's a good 3,000 hit trivia. Tony's on that list, of course.
Yeah.
3,141. He ranks 22nd on the all-time list, just ahead of Alex Rodriguez. All right, more Gwen and Chris after traffic. We'll finish things up and get you set for Sammy's pregame show.
Traffic is old, so I think we're having issues with the traffic system, so we're going to go into the commercial break.
Great. I have a shorter list of things that I do like. There are things that I do like, believe it or not. I know people find that hard to imagine. Here's one of them. I like crazy circus-style base running.
Oh, do
when
you
it's
like
not
it?
Happening, when okay. It's not happening to my team.
All right, there you go.
As long as it's happening to somebody else. The Marlins just had runners at first and second. They had nobody out. And Jazz Chisholm hit a ball off the top of the fence for a double. The runner at second base, Luis Arraez, got so confused that where the ball was, where it was going to go, did not run.
Yes.
And then he got the third eventually, and the trailing runner from first also ended up on third. So Luis Arraez just said, what the hell, I'll take off for home. He was tagged out by 30 feet. But, I mean, if you got first and second and the guy doubles off the fence, you need to score at least one run, maybe two.
Jazz should have got an RBI for that.
He should have got two RBIs for that. Instead, nothing. And the Marlins are empty. And this is one of the reasons why they have an awful team. Hopefully we'll see some of that Keystone Cops action from the Colorado Rockies in this four-game series, which starts tonight at Coors Field. The Rockies actually have a worse record than the Marlins do. They have been absolutely awful pretty much in every way, but especially offensively. That's where the Rockies, who used to at least automatically score six or seven runs, they just couldn't pitch. They don't score like that anymore. They've played 9 home games this year, Scraby. They've scored 3 or fewer 6 times.
Ooh.
In that stretch. That's games at Coors Field. They've also not homered in any of their last 5 games overall, any of their last 3 games at Coors Field. And they've trailed in 19, I'm sorry, they've trailed in all 22 games they've played in this year. Every game they've been behind at some point. They're the first team to do that. 22 games in a row to open a season in 70 years. It's been a long time since a team has been this bad this often.
I mean,
I'm only saying this because, you know, the Padres and their fans and everybody's upset now because they're like, oh, they're gonna beat us. You have that defeatist attitude already.
I kind of do.
Going into the series. But I don't know. The Padres have been doing much better against the Rockies of late.
Yes.
So hopefully they can keep that going. And when I say of late, they finished last season pretty strong against the Rockies. It didn't seem like they were doing well against the Rockies last year, but they won 2 out of 3 in July at Coors Field, and they swept a series in September from the Rockies here in San Diego. So, you know, they finished actually with winning the each of the last 5 meetings.
It doesn't feel like that.
But it never feels like that. It always seems like they lose to the Rockies. I agree with you 100%.
A lot of us were having a hard time with last season, so we kind of put it out of our mind. That's why I don't remember.
Well, the game we all remember last year in Coors Field was the one where was
Nolan Jones
hit a curveball from Cosgrove into the third deck.
Yeah.
First Ryan McMahon hit a home run through the rain. It was a Sunday afternoon game.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
It was, yeah.
And McMahon hit hit one through the rainstorm off Cosgrove in the bottom of the 9th inning, and then it poured so bad we had to wait like
a long time.
4 hours for the game to resume, right? And then they resumed the game, and Nolan Jones hit one even further.
He did.
And you're like, ugh.
What can we do here?
We never win a game in Coors Field.
It's true.
But actually, the Padres did win their last 2 games there last year. So they won 5 in a row overall.
I have some news that Bryce Harper also on the paternity list.
Yes, he and Manny are together on the paternity list.
Man, they,
how about that?
Everything they do is together, apparently.
Superstars. I'm not in charge of this, you know, department. It's everybody's family. It's everybody's world.
Okay.
They live it the way they like. I don't know. Would you try not to plan for a child not during the season? I know you can't always control all that. I know how it works.
Are you sure? Do we need to go speak after the show?
You know what? No. Why don't you explain it to me now?
Well, when a mama bear and a papa bear.
And the stork comes. Tell the stork to come in the off season is all I'm saying.
Yeah, the stork needs to figure it out.
I don't know. It just seems kind of interesting to
me. I don't have any problem with Manny on paternity leave. I mean, whatever. Yeah. Whenever I have a kid, if I ever have a kid, I'll be on paternity leave too. But I know there's people out there like, why are you not playing, Manny?
It's only been for the last maybe, 6 or 7 years that baseball has even had a paternity leave.
That, and it's been more accepted. Because I remember us even on this show, the beginning of this show.
We were getting mad about it?
About someone taking, I don't think Tony was, I think we were.
You and I were just
But someone was taking time off due to paternity leave, and it was a big game. I think that was the issue, is that it was a huge game for that team. I can't remember why.
Well, Manny will be out for this series as he and his wife get ready for the birth of their first child, the couple's first child. So
Nate says 9 months ago was July, so around the time they took 2 of 3 from the Rockies.
Oh, brother.
No, Nate didn't say the Rockies part. I did.
Oh, you said the Rockies part.
Yes, I said the Rockies part.
Couple of quick local notes. We've got a minute or two.
Local note?
I do. I like to mention these guys and gals. First, thumbs up to the UC San Diego Tritons baseball team. They continue to have a really, really good season. You know, we talk about the Aztecs on this show because we're both Aztecs. The Aztecs baseball season has been... For lack of a better term, a nightmare, Scraby. They are really struggling.
I have.
And they lost 3 games this weekend to Irvine. But in the meantime, the UC San Diego baseball team beat Irvine last Sunday, took 2 out of 3 from them, and then swept Cal State Bakersfield on the road this weekend. UC San Diego baseball, hello, 26-11.
That's pretty good.
That's a great season they're having in a very tough conference, the Big West Conference. So hope they keep it up. And then I wanted to shout out Kelsey Tadlock. Kelsey Tadlock of the University of San Diego women's softball team, who on Saturday pitched the first perfect game.
Wow.
In USD softball history.
That's crazy.
It was a game shortened to 5 innings because of the mercy rule.
Okay.
They won 9-0. And if you're ahead by that, they call the game after 5 innings.
All right.
Not her fault.
No.
Right? But instead of 7, she only had to pitch 5. But she got a perfect game. And that's a perfect game in my book.
Hey, if
so you... So congratulations to Kelsey Tadlock.
Yeah, it wasn't her fault that they ended the game.
No.
That's pretty incredible. Rod on our chat says, special shout out to the 10 and under Bonita Valley Huskies. Playoffs start today, and I believe that's softball.
Bonita Huskies.
Bonita Valley Husky. Right. Oh, you know what? I'll bring Lucky down. He'll be your mascot. He's a Husky. He's a Golden Retriever Husky.
I really don't think you're going to do that, but...
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I don't actually know where it is.
You just offered.
Well, I would have to. Yeah, you're right. I probably shouldn't have offered that.
All right. Don't forget Thursday. I know we've got Padre baseball, obviously, tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday. Then Thursday's a day game. Don't forget Thursday night, Scraby and I and Braden will be in. And it'll be us and our great coverage of the National Football League draft for 2024. So make plans. Circle your calendar Thursday night between 5 and 9 o'clock. We'll have all the picks. We'll take you to the podium there in Detroit. And we'll have bios and breakdowns of all of the players. And Braden and Scraby will tell all of you how great all the players are. And I will make fun of them. So that's pretty
much
how
fun of us.
Pretty much how the draft coverage will go on a Thursday night. So make sure you're with us for that. NBA playoffs continuing tonight. The Orlando Magic taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers as game 2 of their NBA first round series. Scoreboard check. 27-18 Cleveland late in the first quarter. Later, Philadelphia at New York. Leaving later, Lakers at Denver. Kings open up in Edmonton tonight. So we'll, you know, wrap up all the playoff action. You enjoy Padre baseball. It's coming up next. Sam Levitt's pregame show. Padres and Rockies. For Scraby, for Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Enjoy baseball right here on 97.3 The Fan.